that you are shedding forth tonight on our hearts, causing our mind to be receptive to you, to hear you clearly. Father, our eyes are open to see. You strengthen our heart tonight to be able to hold on to the truth, rightly divide the truth and apply them to our ways. Father, let there be a significant turnaround. Let there be a change, Lord. I pray that you bring correction, conviction, Lord, and instruction unto righteousness through your word tonight. I come against any force of darkness that would stand against the entrance of your word. Father, let your word be unto your people, Lord, a shield. Let the word be unto your people a glory. Let the word, Lord, bring unto your people that which is able to build them up and give them inheritance. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I thank the Lord for bringing me your way once again with the gospel. I know you've been waiting for this. Praise the Lord. Okay, so the question has to do with why the promise of God sometimes delayed. We tried answering that. But then, on our route to destiny, why would God sometimes take the longer route as opposed to the shorter one? That there is truly a short way, but God would choose to go the other way. We can learn a lot from, see, ample truth from the life of the Israelites. How that from Egypt, although God was in a hurry, God wanted them, you see, to check out of Egypt to his promised land. But there are so many things that really came to play. As regards God sending Moses in Exodus 3, 7 and 8, God said, I have seen the affliction of my people, and I've heard their cry, and I know the affliction. And here am I come down. God says, I've come down to deliver them. Yet the heart of Pharaoh was hardened a couple of times until the Lord proved all his signs before the eyes of the Israelites, not for the Gentile to see, but for his people. All the while God was preparing their heart until their hearts were knitted together, until they were ready to move out, to check out to where God was taking them. God was not prepared to take them there. Although the foreknowledge of God was to carry them away out of the land of captivity. But they had been there for quite some time. Moses comes to them telling them that, listen, God appeared to me, the God of our fathers appeared to me. Instructive of whatever he told me indicate that we are to move out. But he's going to prove his wonders, his signs in the land of Egypt, on Pharaoh and his household. Why would God do all these things? For the people of Israel to know. Because God gave him a sign to show his people. Because they will still be looking for a sign. The Bible says that Jews seek for a sign. They're always looking for a sign. They want a sign. They always ask Jesus for a sign. Praise the Lord. So the Lord, who knows all things, decided to take them on that journey. I want to read to you from the book of Exodus 13, the verses 17 and 18. Now look at this. So sometimes, see, life is a transit. It's full of transit. It's a process and full of transit. There are alternative routes. But sometimes God would cause you to go through the same thing over and over. Not because God hates. Not because God wants you to delay. No, 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 no. But because, perhaps, you are not ready to check out of that place. You have to learn from that place. Wherever God sends you is for your upbringing. The Bible says, I know, God says, I know the plans. I know my thought for you. I know my purpose. I know my plans. I have a vision for you. Not of evil, but of good. Wherever God takes you, it's not for your destruction. It's for good. But can we learn from it? Whether it be defeat, whatever it may be, it's for some reason. If only we can learn very fast from it. Can you believe that from the Red Sea to Kadesh Barnea to Horeb, or the mountain of God, Sinai, is approximately 2 to 3 days. And from that place to Kadesh Barnea, a transit again, It's only 11-day journey, according to Deuteronomy 1. When you read the verse 2, only 11-day journey. Yeah, and then from Kadesh Barnea to where God was taken in the promised land is just a 2-day journey. 2-day journey. And God said, he said to Moses to send the people out, the verse 19. Let my people go. They have wandered so much. Let them move forward. And you know what happened? That was the beginning of their trouble. When the 12 spies, they came to Moses and said, listen, although God has spoken, but then we want spies, send spies to go check the land. We want due diligence, we want surveillance. Let them go check the land and bring us reports. And based on the evil report that they brought, their heart fainted. They feared. They never went. I'll read some things to you. So they stayed there for 38 years until God came again and visited them in the 11th month. 39 years in the 11th month. Approximately for 40 years. By then, Joshua was 40. Caleb was 40. They were in their youth, in their youthful stage. Caleb was 45, and Joshua was 40. And God had to waste all those who never believed. I want to show you that revelation. Why those people had to delay and listen until the men of war, the youth were all destroyed. Youthfulness starts at 20, according to the Bible. That's the time for war. Time that one could go to war. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1 and 2. At age 20, that's when men go out for war. So for Goliath to be described as a man of war from his youth means that from his 20s he started. Why the delay? Why the delay? And listen, if you don't join a people, an assembly that are ready for a move, listen, Caleb, according to the book of Numbers chapter 14, the verse 24, God said, as for my servant Caleb, but for Caleb, this guy had another spirit. Although the guy's heart was right with God, he couldn't check out of where he was at Kadesh Barnea. Next week I'll talk about Kadesh Barnea, a place of stagnation. Many have made their transit point a place of stagnation. They've turned that place for a comfort zone. They are happy with it. So long as they are there, they don't pray. They are okay, they don't check, because they have to be worried about where they are. If you don't like where you are, what do? You move. Why did the man at the pool of Bethesda, why that lame stay there for that long, 38 years? Why? And that's the same thing, the same spirit that affected Israel for 38 years. They were at Kadesh Barnea. Kadesh Barnea for 38 years. Until they enter the next year. You know, scholars are saying 38 years, others are saying 39. But in all, before God will say to move forward, to move ahead, they were in their 40th year. 10 are transits into our comfort. How do we, and that's what some people are doing, and how do we also skip some transits, alternative transits? Let me tell you, for all the 38 years, do you know they were wandering about? They were moving around in circles. Let me show you Exodus 13, verse 17. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. That was shortest way, a short way, some few days. Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war. They give up when they see war. God didn't want them to give up when they see war. So it was not God, it was the people. It wasn't God, but it was his people. Now look at this again. The Bible says, and they returned to Egypt. God knew that, listen, when they see wars, because they'll be surrounded by, they're going to see the Perizzite, the Jebusite, the Hittite, the Amorites. And so God chose the other way through the Red Sea. He made a way through the sea for them. So they'll be seeing these nations one after the other as they garnered effort, as they see God's wonders. They trusted God so much. Now, if they had gone to Philistine, they would have met, you see, people like the likes of Goliath. Listen, there are the Anakims, right? The Enanims. There are the Kataphorims. They are the you know, we have the names, whatever I hear of the names, these are according to Deuteronomy 2, these are giants. These people are giants in Bible days. They are giants. Israel. But God led the people about. He led them about. The word about means around. Through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And they were moving about in circles. Listen, sometimes because we are not ready to learn, we are not ready to move, to check out, to follow the rhythm, to be in sync with the rhythm of the throne room, we tend to be moving around in circles. We make place of transit become our comfort zone. We delight in being there. Although we complain with our mouth, but our actions, our faith does not connote. See, does not connote that we are ready to check out of that place. Have you learned the lesson of life? The lesson of that spot? Why did God send them there? The Bible shows us that for them to become a nation. Now, why did God then send someone like David to Philistine, to land of the Philistines? He learned how to use the weapons, how to hold the sword. He learned over there. Wherever God sends you is for the protocol of that destiny, to learn the services, how to service destiny, where it's taking you. Yes, someone went to prison. It is no disadvantage to the person. The Bible says all things work together for our good. And from prison, what happened? If Esther had not been an orphan, to rely on his her uncle, who was so connected to God, to train Hadassah, that's Esther, she would have sworn. Follow the way of the reckless life of some of the Jews. I want to assure you today, whatever you're going through is numbed, and it shall come to pass. The days, the hours are numbed. You see, the swiftness of your move, of your transition from one spot to the other, is dependent on you. How fast you can learn, how fast you can adopt the life of the Spirit. How fast you can hear God and check out. Praise God. Are you ready to move out of that spot? Are you ready to move? So God said, although the land, I know my people, I know them. I want to show you something. Sometimes we tend to, you see, the Bible shows us the way man thinks. God said, I have come down to see. Or I proved Israel to know what was in their heart. God was talking from a human standpoint through Moses. Now, God doesn't need to come down. God doesn't need to test you to know what's in you. He knows already. But for you to know, for your own sake, God's test, if God speaks that way, he's showing you something, that I made you. I made it go through that for me to know what's in you. It's not for God's advantage, not to his advantage, for God's knowledge, no. God foreknew all things before they ever play out before our eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what's the essence? What's the essence? I want to show you a scripture in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17. Now look at this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. From the verses 9 in the 10. The heart is deceptive above all things and desperately wicked. The heart of man is deceptive above all things. There is no other thing in this life that can lie like the heart of man. After the fall of man, the heart became so deceptive. That is why you can promise God, I'll never do this again. You can disappoint your own soul. Now look at this. And I, the Lord, set the heart. I tried the reins, even to give every man according to the fruit of his doings. So God tries the reins. God tries our inward part. God knows us. He proves us. He searches us. Why the delay? Are we ready to move out? Look at where God sent them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Well, let's start from 1 first. Look at this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 2. There are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of the Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. So 11 days journey, right? And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month. Look at it. On the first day of the month that Moses spake to the children of Israel, according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them, after he had slain Sihon the king of Amorite, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side Jordan in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, the Lord our God speak unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn ye and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and to all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and the vale, and in the south, by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon. Let's jump to verse 19. Now the Bible says, and when we departed from Horeb, so they left Horeb to Kadesh Barnea, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness which ye saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea, a place of stagnation, a place of delay. Kadesh Barnea, where Israel spent so many years. 11-day journey, the journey from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea. And they spent 40 years at the same spot. Look at it. The next verse. And I said unto you, ye are come to the mountain of the Amorites, where the Lord our God doeth give unto us. Doeth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Look at it. Set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. And the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be thou discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land and bring us word. Meanwhile, God has said, they were led by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire at night. And so God was leading them. Yet they said they wanted the agency of men. They want men to give their report. They couldn't trust what God was saying. God knew them. Why they delayed in Egypt and not the very day that God spoke to them? Why did God harden the heart of Pharaoh? The Bible shows us that the heart of all his people, the children of Israel, will be knitted. That they will understand. That they will understand. Why they delay? Why do you delay at the same spot? Have you learned your lessons? Is your heart in alignment with the purpose of God? Do you follow the rhythm of the throne room? You know. Every child of God knows his voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They know and they follow. They hear, they know, and they follow. They hear, they know, and they follow. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray for you right now. I pray for you. That the Lord will grant you illumination, that your heart become flooded with light to know His will, to know why you are at the point where you are now, and to check out of that place. Rakatalababa, Sombrakibahaya, Veliko Sadadaba, Liko Sebe, Lekraba Hoshadaba, Likate, Rababayaba. I'll pray for you shortly. 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 Rako Shatalababa, Reko Siyada. Now listen to me. Why would one stay at the same spot for a long time? God said, check out. And He said, listen, let us send men to go there. And you know the Bible says, from that place to just to Canaan is 2 days. But they spent 40 days. Why the delay? Don't give God alternative. God said, move. Let me show you. The Bible shows us in chapter 2 that God then said, send spies. If that's what they are saying, send spies according to their word and let them go. And that delayed them. The people brought reports that broke their heart, that brought about discouragement. They had never for once, you know, yearned, craved for the leeks, the garlics, and the onion of Egypt, like at the spot of Kadesh Barnea, when they chose their own way out. Can you trust God? Who is taking you through the process? Can you trust the God of process? Can you only trust God? Can you learn from wherever God has placed you now that that place is not permanent and it shall come to pass? Just go ahead and type, and it shall come to pass. Whatever you're going through, you are going to say, and it came to pass in my life that I went through this. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. God said, you have dwelt too long on this side of the mountain. Move on. Because Kadesh Barnea is south. It's to the south. The south. Kadesh Barnea is to the south of Jordan. And God wanted them to move up there. It means that there are times we come down. And God allows it for you to learn from it. God told Israel, listen to me. You know, because you have been in exile. You have been in exile for years. Learn to also show love, show pity on other nations. Learn to show pity. Know that you yourselves were also slaves somewhere. Sometimes our upbringing, the things we go through, are for us to learn from. Not necessarily our life or our death. Let fast. Can we adapt and move out of situations on time? That which would have taken them 2 days took them 40 days to search out the land. And that which would have taken them only 2 days, had they followed God, took them 40 years. Why do people delay in life? Why do they delay in life? Continue. With me. So they sent spies, and this man brought evil report unto them. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says in the verse 34, and the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth and swore, saying, surely there shall not come one of these of this evil generation. Surely there shall not come of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give to your fathers, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he has trodden upon, and to his children, because he has wholly followed me. He has wholly followed me. When they came, verse 25, they took of the fruit of the land in their hand and brought it down unto us, and brought unto us a word again, and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tent and said, because the Lord hated us, he has brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater than and greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Chapter 2, look at this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Then we turned
and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed about say many days. We did compass about say. That's Edom. Many days. Look at this. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Don't you want to move forward? Don't you see yourself moving? You see, being at the same spot, moving in circles? Some are exerting pressure, force, yet it's like they're rocking. You see, they're on a rocking chair. They apply force, yet no distance covered. Work done is zero. I pray for you tonight that you check out of that place. May the spirit of Kadesh Barnea never lay hold on you. In the name of Jesus, break free from that. It could be sickness. It could be a situation that God sent you through. He allowed it for a short time, for your learning, for your admonition, for your comfort as well, in a time to come. You can't make that place your comfort zone. You can't make it your comfort zone. You can't make that place your comfort zone. Praise God. Praise God forevermore. Verse 3. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Now move up. God says move up. Move northward. Wherever you find yourself now isn't the place that God has destined for you. Has destined for you. Kadesh Barnea is southward where God was sending them. So God says now move upward. Move upward. It's good to follow God. It's nice to follow God. And command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves thereof. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth. Now, what's God saying over here? Don't meddle with them. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. Now, he says not to meddle with them because, listen, he says for you to move northward. Listen, when we talk of progress here, progress is not just when you see yourself moving forward like this. No. Even if you are at the same spot and God says move, or you are making progress, that's it. Even if you are at the same place and God says move, or you have moved, you have moved. Don't meddle. Don't see the way the world sees things. Listen and listen good. God said don't meddle with them. Listen to me, because for them, they can move to the west or to the east. They move to the left or to the right. But for you, there's an upward call, upward movement. Don't go their way. Don't cut corners. Don't go their way. Allow friends to move that way. You see, that's what God showed the covenant children or the sons or the fathers. God told in Genesis 26, God told Isaac not to go down to Egypt, because Egypt is down. Don't go down. Don't go down. The place might look so prosperous, might look so well, so well watered, like the garden of God. The Bible says the same thing concerning Lot. Lot chose the place that was well watered, evergreen. And that place turned out to be Sodom and Gomorrah. Move at the frequency of God. Be on the, see, bear on the bearings of God. Be with God. Don't let any situation drag you through the mud. It's better to move with God. Move with God. Deuteronomy 2, the verse 5, God said, meddle not with them. Why? Because they can move to the left, to the right, but for you, it's an upward and forward life. Don't go their way. Don't go their way. Why would Israel delay? Why did they delay so much? A short journey. A short journey. God said, listen, let them see the walls. They see the walls. And their heart be overcharged with fear. Lest they start complaining. So God had to then take them through a process. A long process. But God was not happy with that. He said, listen, it's enough. You are wondering, you're moving about the mountain. They were moving in circles. At Kadesh Barnea, it took them 11 days from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea. And they had to move in 2 days' time to the promised land. That's on the 14th day. But they said, let us choose, let us choose men to go out there to spy out the land to bring us a word again. That's very wrong. Don't give God a tenet. Listen to me. God gave Adam. Okay, let me leave Adam here. God gave Father Abraham a word of promise. If you want to know why the promise delayed, you can also check from our archives, the same platform, Abundant Life Embassy. Check Abundant Life Embassy Facebook Live. Check the message, how to possess. It's about how to possess what, how to take possession of whatever. Yes, it has to do with possession. We've done a lot, but I know. And then how to expedite the process. The steps are there. It's very clear what God, you see, how God took Abraham on a journey. Listen, Abraham and Sarah gave God an alternative by giving Hagar to wife unto Father Abraham. And who came out? Guess who came out? Ishmael. Who are the Ishmaelites? Who are the Ishmaelites? Are you following? Then you look at the covenant. Abraham's nephew Lot. The daughters, because they had to check out of Sodom and Gomorrah into the plains of Moab, where they stayed. They also had to, because there was no male around them, they had to lay with their father to produce children. So the first sister, the other sister slept with the father, made the father drunk, and slept with the father. And Moab came. Then the other sister also did the same thing. The next day, and who came? Ammon. So we had the Ammonites, the Moabites. These are all the enemies of Israel. Don't give God alternative. Don't give God alternative. Never give God alternative. It's risky. It's risky. It's he for you to have a time-saving method this day around. Follow the will of God. It's risky to go your own way. It's very risky. I want to show you something. You know, in Joshua chapter 14, the verse 7, look at what God said. Joshua 14. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Joshua 14. Now, all those connected, I pray for you that the spirit of speed, because, listen, all the attributes of God are there to reflect in our lives as God's children. Attributes of God are not claimed. See, we don't proclaim God's attributes in isolation to our lives. God is kind because we see his kindness. Someone said, you are the provider because that person saw the provision of God. So they reflect in our lives and they shape our lives. God is kind, and therefore we have to also exhibit kindness. Are you listening? Now, the Bible shows us in 1 Samuel that the king's matter requires agency. The king's matter, see, requires agency. God is a God of speed. It doesn't delay. Whenever we see delay, it's based on our one interpretation of speed. And number two, because of our indiligence or because of our disobedience. See, The fastest way to speed up with God is through your obedience. And that's the obedience of faith. To trust God with your heart. Look at this. Joshua chapter 14, the verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. 40 years ago, as it was in my heart. So I want to read something to you right now. So 40 years ago I was when the Lord sent me to spy out the land. Then we look at Numbers 14, the verse 30. Yes, Numbers 14, 30. Look at this. Doubtless ye shall not come, God said to them. Let's start from the verse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, verse 30. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save thus, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones which ye said should be prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years. So you see, 40 years. And bear your whoredom until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquity. Each day for a year. Now, the Lord said to Father Abraham, that listen, you're in Genesis 17, that listen, your descendants are going to be in exile. Your children are going to be in exile. I want to make a nation out of them. That's God's intention. For only 400 years. But you know what? They stayed there for 430 years. It's not God who lied. It's not God who delayed them, but they delayed God. All the while, God was leading them out through his servant. They saw the similitude of God. They saw the hand of God. They saw the operation of God. Yet, they never followed. The Bible says in the book of Job 33, the verse 13, 14, 15, that God speaks once, yet twice. Man does not perceive. So in the vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men, when they slam upon their bed, he seals man's understanding. And God opens the ear of man and speaks to man. Listen, dreams come into our ears. Dream, as you see, those mental images, they are words. A demon can give you a dream by standing by you and speaking to your ears. Into your ears, you have a mental picture because you're a spirit. When the Lord speaks, you have to see. That's faith. You see what God is saying. You have to capture what God is saying. Lay hold on his word. You must see what God is saying. So long as the word of God comes to you and don't see it, you delay. You delay the manifestation. You have to see it. What God is saying, you have to see. The eyes of your mind, the eyes of your spirit must grasp them, see them. You know, Job 5, again, Job talks about... I want to show you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to endeavor to follow the voice of God. We have to endeavor to follow the voice of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, thank you, Holy Spirit. I want to show you something. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What is this thing? Okay. Job chapter 4, rather. Oh, Lagabo Shanabo Siketele. Now look at it. Job chapter 4, the verse 10. The roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion. Look at this. And the teeth of the young lion lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion whelps are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof. In thoughts from the visions of the night, my ears received them. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. You see, Job calls dream visions of the night. See, when God speaks, it's also in the book of Isaiah 22. You know, Isaiah said, I'll stand to see what the Lord will say. And he says, my ears are open to see what the Lord is saying. It's interesting. So when God speaks to you, you have to see. You have to see what God is saying. You have to see. So long as God says, I'm taking you out of this land to a different land, and all you can see, how is this going to happen? And then you begin to doubt and talk about your fears. That which you greatly fear shall come upon you. Israel said, God hates us and wanted us dead. That is why he's taking us on this journey. He wanted the Amorites to finish us up. That's what he said. And so the Bible says, they even said that our children shall be prey. Our children are going to pray for our enemies. And God said, just as he spoke into my ears, so it shall be unto you. Why the delay? Why do we delay? So, I was reading something to you from the book of Numbers 14:13. So the Lord says, so in Deuteronomy 2 verse 14, the same thing. Now, God had to finish them because that's what they said. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 2:14. And the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zered was 38 years. When they moved from Kadesh Barnea, the same plane, to the place called the brook Zered, it took them 38 years. Look at it. Even from Kadesh Barnea to, let's say, from Heathrow Airport to London is, let's say, 2 hours. And then, let's say, no, from Ghana to London, 4 hours. At most, okay, 4 hours. And then they move from Ghana to Heathrow Airport. Approximately around maybe 48 months. That from Ghana to, no, straight to London should be 4 hours at most. And it took these people almost 38 or 48 months to reach their destination. You call this delay, the spirit of delay, the spirit of Kadesh Barnea. So many things happen. I'll talk about that in detail next week. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, when you fear to face your fears, you will remain there and what you fear shall dominate you. When God is leading you out there, listen, when God says go, he leads you. He leads you. Whatever you're going through, the Lord leads you. So there's a safe passage for you. Although they had the pillar of cloud, they had a pillar of fire leading them, they delayed. Why? Because their hearts were not aright with God. They were not people who were steadfast. They were fearful people. People who feared. They always want the short way out. Yet the short way that they sought delayed them. And they started looking forward to moving back to captivity. Spirit of setback. Setback.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Don't meddle with them. What happened to them? The Bible says in the verse 14, Deuteronomy 2:14, and the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come unto the brook of Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord swore unto them. For indeed the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. So that generation never believed God. They couldn't enter the promised land. They delayed, they wandered. They were moving about in circles. Listen, if you have moved in circles for some time now, the Lord has sent me away with his message. That listen, it is time to check out of that. It is time to check out of that wandering spirit, the life of wandering. Follow God's word. Follow God's word. The route that God desires to take it on. Go by that way. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 1 verse 10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Do not also follow the multitude to sin against God. Not because men are going this way. What is God's word for your life? Where you are now, what have you learned from it? What is your willingness to check out of the situation in which you find yourself? God always wants the best for us, but are we willing? Are we ready? Don't always decide to make where you are your comfort zone. Too often, people return to where they've been. They are fearful. They are so fearful to try new stuff. They don't dare with God's word. They don't stand on God's word to dare new terrains. They recall into their shell. It took Israel 40 years for a journey of 2 days. Sandals should have taken them just 2 days. It took them 40 years. Because number one, God said to go. And they started looking for ways and means to help their fears, to be in their comforts, their comfort zone. Why don't we send men to check for us? The first check as to whether the land is really safe for us. God says the land is good for you. Go. They still fear. Now, practically, when we start, you know, to cheat others, to steal, it's a sign that we don't trust God, that God is able to bless us. We use our own ways, the whims and caprices of men. We follow the ways of men to cut corners. It brings delay. Listen, with God, you have to be schooled. And in the school of life, as God leads, where God is himself our administrator or our teacher, at the same time the principal, this is what happens. When you fail to learn the lesson of where you are presently, you have to learn to check yourself out of it. Until you've learned, you're not ready for the next level. The Bible says in Galatians 4, the heir, as long as, not when, but as long as he's a child, he differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. As long as he's not ready to grow, he'll be there. Listen, with God, 1,000 years is as just a day. The days are 1,000 days, 1,000 years. They are but as just a day before God. So you can delay your own progress by not following God. They had an evil heart. What Hebrews chapter 3 describes as evil. Hebrews 3.
The verse 7.
The Bible says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you be willing, if you hear his voice, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, harden not your heart, harden not your heart. As in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Verse 11, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. So we are told, take heed, the next verse, take heed,
brethren, lest
there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. So our departure from the living God is our unbelief, when we express unbelief. Unbelief. When we doubt God's ability to bless us. We doubt God's ability. Am I going to be really blessed? Can I really check out of this situation? Where is your God? We say that God never sleeps nor slumbers. He never doesn't sleep nor slumbers. He does not sleep nor slumbers. So why would you doubt God's grace, God's efficacy, God's deliverance power for your life? They delay because they fail to see. One, two, they failed to obey the voice of God. And that obedience is known as obedience of faith. Obedience of faith. If you don't have faith, that means you fear. Why would you doubt God? You don't doubt God. I know the plans that I have for you. That's what the Lord says. And so it takes you on a journey. And that journey of life, wherever you find yourself, it is not onerous on you to remain faithful. It is required of every steward to remain faithful. Wherever God sends you, learn the protocol of that place. Learn whatever you have to learn very fast and check out of that place. You promote yourself when you fulfill all obedience, all righteousness. You do so, and God promotes you. Because already you've proved yourself as someone who's likely to be promoted or ready for promotion for the next level. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from your past mistakes. Pick yourself up and follow God. Do not be like the Israelite who delayed. As I talk to you right now, you might be somewhere that is not God's will for your life. Don't forget, where God took them is for them to learn. If you don't learn the soft way, you learn the hard way. If you don't learn the soft way, as God is teaching you, leading you, you learn the hard way. It pays to obey God, to follow His ways. Go by the way that God has for you. There could be a short way for you. Listen to me. What you see to be the short way is not what God is saying a short way for you. Because He knows what you're going through. He knows what He's bringing inside of you. The Bible says that Jesus learned obedience through the things which He suffered. We have to obey God. To fulfill His will, we have to obey God. He learned obedience through the things which He suffered. I explained to you last week and last week what He suffered. What kind of obedience is that? To submit His will to that of the Father's. He was keen on dying to save the world. But one thing, he was so much afraid that he prayed three times earnestly that God never permitted or granted that petition. And that is where he learned to yield to God fully. He didn't want to part ways with the Holy Spirit. Born of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit, he didn't want to part ways with the Holy Spirit. So on that occasion, he was only asking God that if it will be possible, that portion should be skipped. That process should be skipped. God says, no, you need to go through that. He prayed again. God says, listen, you must go through that. He was strengthened in Luke 22, the verse 44. 43, 44. He was strengthened by the Holy Ghost. And he went out to pray. He was strengthened. And he went through it. He was not afraid to die, but afraid to be separated from the Holy Spirit. That was his fears. What about you? What are your fears? What are you afraid of as God leads you? What are you afraid of? He that watches your back does not sleep nor slumber. Yield to the Spirit, and you'll be amazed at His blessings. Now I pray for all of you. Now the one who is going through troubles, having pains in the belly, Lado Siprakido Hosaha, I send for God's word right now to heal you. Anyone that desires of a miracle, of any healing, any deliverance. Father, let the fire on the altar right now burn everything. Anything that is inconsistent with our provision in Christ Jesus. Anything that comes to challenge our faith. Father, we pray that you remove them out of the way. Father, I pray for someone right now whose boss is making advances at her. I declare by the resurrected power of Christ that is given unto the church, the name Jesus, that fellow is rebuked today. May the Lord correct as he corrected Abimelech in the name of Jesus. I pray for ways that were shut before to be opened unto you. I pray for wisdom. I pray for understanding. I pray for quickness of understanding and imagination, that you'll be able to know and to follow the will of God for your life. I come against retrogression. I come against delay. I come against stubbornness. May sinners never entice you. May you go by the way of the Spirit. Listen, the Bible says that the wicked shall bow before the good. And there's an end of everything. Whatever doesn't have foundation shall come crumbling down. If you're on a journey that God is not aware of, if you are giving God alternatives, because God already has plans to bless you, but if you have already started blessing yourself, you better go back to God. Return to the way of righteousness. And let the Lord himself lead you. Listen, there's a way that's made right. But the Bible said the end are the ways. No way, ways. Just one way. One step you take. One evil step you take might open evil ways. There is a way that's made right unto man. But the end are the ways of, no way, the ways of death. If you're on a death trap, track of death, I pray for you right now for wisdom to realign yourself with God's purpose. Don't live for self, live for God. He's the lifter of our hands. He will lift you up. And I pray for all, anyone who has been whose destiny has been hijacked, anyone who is in the bars of iron, I pray for that grace of God, the liberating grace of God, to bring liberty on your way. He that is able to release the legal captive, may bring to you a relief. The Lord announced to us as a month of release. Therefore, I pray for you, for your release, and any miracle you are expecting from God, I declare and decree it released right now. Receive. As I speak to you right now, begin to see them. Receive your admission. Receive the letter of approval and promotion. Receive your rent. Receive the finances that you are expectant of. Receive that which you expect from the Lord. May the God of grace who has called us unto glory bring you in that light of his glory. And I declare finally for you that the Lord will keep you and bring to your practical convenience his salvation, his peace and rest. God bless you. Until I come away next week. Bye-bye. Shalom.